so great to finally meet you. You're all Victoria's been talking about for weeks.
Can you blame me? He's just the sweetest thing. Allergic to green beans and ate them all up anyway.
I'll be fine. I think it's going to be more of a rash than a throat closing.
We got plenty more if you want seconds.
How come he gets prime rib and green beans? My first meal here was cooked by Chef Boyardee.
Because he's a lawyer and you're a cop.
So?
So he's on the right side of the law. The money side.
A lawyer, huh? You good? What, I've seen your face in the side of a bus?
I'm not really that kind of lawyer.
Keep at it. You'll get there.
Don't you go anywhere. You are right where you need to be. And so is my hand.
So, where'd you find this guy?
Oh, you're gonna love this.
It's the old boy meets girl, boy convinces judge that girl was just holding pot for someone else story.
Well, there's one for the grandkids.
Who knew that those words, you have the right to an attorney, would change my life?
Attorney, that's my favorite part. Finally, somebody will help get us out of a ticket for a change.
You blocked in an ambulance.
I saw the stiff they were loading in. Me parking somewhere else wasn't going to bring him back.
Hey, big guy, why don't you see what's taking your wife so long with that coffee?
Well, I'm sure she's brewing a fresh pot. Unlike the styrofoam cup of instant I got. This guy. Well, your mom's fawning all over him. You'd think he farts Glen Campbell songs. Is your coffee almost ready?
Almost.
Lawyer successful. Charity work. Just because he's better than everybody else does not mean he's better than everybody else.
Right. Don't get yourself all worked up. He's going to be gone and forgotten before you even learn his last name.
I don't know. He seems pretty perfect.
Yeah, and that's his fatal flaw.
What do you mean?
Oh, every couple of years, Victoria brings home great guy, nice, treats her right. Then she dumps him. The key is not to get attached.
I don't know. She seems to really like this one.
Yeah, she also liked the firemen that saved turtles and the pharmacist that played the cello, who I thought was perfect for her. Plus, he gave my mom free Vicodin, and I got free opera tickets. And the next thing you know, she just cuts him loose right before La Boheme. Just remember, protect yourself. Don't get too invested. You'll just end up getting hurt.
So we still serving him coffee?
Yeah, sure. Just because he's dead to us doesn't mean we can't be polite. La, la, ba-dee-da. La, la, ba-dee-da.
So, Mike, how was dinner with your new boyfriend last night? Is Victoria still off the market?
What do you care? You can't afford to shop at that market. She don't take food stamps.
Or your visa. You're everywhere she doesn't want to be.
I don't think this fella stands much of a chance either. Apparently, she doesn't like nice guys who treat her right.
Well, that's to be expected. You can't break a wild palomino like Victoria with please and thank yous. You got to use the whips.
Spurs.
Bring out the nasty stuff.
Hey,
that's my sister-in-law.
I'm just saying, good guys finish last. I mean, why do you think I'm still single?
Because women have caller ID?
I'm sorry, is your pocket full of numbers? Better to have been blocked than to never have called at all.
See, I don't get what these women see in these bad boys. I mean, every tattooed creep we arrest has at least a couple of gals writing to them in jail.
How about that? Guys doing 25 to life getting more tail than we do.
Be careful what you wish for. Some of that prison tail may not be the kind we want.
Try Googling James Lawyer. Victoria, boyfriend, allergic green beans.
Still nothing.
I don't know why you guys are doing this. You're just setting yourself up for disappointment.
Try James Chicago, lawyer, Victoria, boyfriend, allergic green beans.
Parrish. His last name is Parrish.
Oh. James Parrish. Here it is. Graduated Northwestern, first in his class, spends his summers building houses in Guatemala.
Yeah, yeah, good for him. Does his family have money?
Says here his great-grandfather invented the dustless vacuum bag.
Hot dog, we're rich.
What's a Rhodes Scholar?
He studied at Oxford? No, I don't want to know. I don't want to care. Dead to me.
Morning.
Hey, where were you?
Out for a jog. Gonna run a 10K with James next month. We're raising money for Ms.
MS.
Molly, I know how it's spelled.
Wow. First you quit pot, now you're jogging?
Wait, hold on. You quit pot?
Cold turkey. I can't wait to finally pet a police dog.
Hey, Tria, that's great. I'm so proud of you.
Thanks. Hardest part was breaking the news to my dealer. He cried, threw things, talked about having to downsize. It got real ugly.
Can you believe this? I've never seen her so happy. Okay, poo-poo James all you want, but that man is a good influence on her.
Based on these Facebook pictures, there might be a bigger influence. Looks like he's got a Pringles can in his bike shorts.
Welcome to the family.
Oh, can you come help me with this dress?
Oh.
Usually my zippers are in the front and it don't go up so high.
Very conservative, you know. Knock on doors and spread the word?
No. I'm meeting James' parents tonight and want to make a good impression.
You're meeting his parents? You never meet parents.
I know, but it's important to James, and James is important to me.
Really?
Yeah. I've never really felt this way about a guy before.
Oh, God, please don't toy with me.
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay, sit down. Look at me in the eye. Do you really like this guy?
I think I do.
Oh my God! I'm so happy.
Oh my God, you finally got a good one and you actually like him. You know how long I've been waiting for this day?
Since I brought home that bass player when I was 15?
Yes! Yes!
Don't scare him off, you know? Don't rush into anything.
Don't worry. My roll is slow.
But, you know, Mike and I, we knew right away. 6 months engaged, 1 year married. Can you imagine if this time next year you're married?
Not really.
You know, the fun we can have, you know, like two old married couples sitting around playing forehand rummy and, oh, camping trips, oh, vacations. Oh, we can go with wine tastings and James and I can, you know, talk about the wine and you and Mike can just guzzle it down like French peasants.
You need to slow your roll.
But that's James. Okay, you continue getting pretty. I'm going to just... go keep him company. Not to jump ahead, but if you get pregnant before me, just know that Mike and I have got dibs on Chloe if it's a girl.
James, this basket, it's so considerate.
It's just a little thank you for dinner the other night.
Nice. Class move.
Well, it's just about the nicest thing anybody's ever done for me.
It's a fruit basket. I've been bringing fruit into this house for 2 years. Big bag of apples every Sunday. Nobody says boo.
$2 worth of Granny Smith's. There's fruits in here I don't even know how to open.
James, you mind if I ask you a legal question?
Here we go.
Sure. You see this scar? Now, I didn't fall till I got home, but I was carrying groceries from a big chain store. You think I got a case?
Well, I don't have all the facts, but if anyone's liable, it's the homeowner.
Is that right? We'll talk later.
If he's bothering you, I can chain him up outside.
And I brought a little something for you.
What? You didn't have to do that. I'm glad you did.
Can you believe this guy? Fruit? Books? First time you ate dinner here, all I got was a clogged toilet.
It's been 4 years. Let it go.
If I'm not mistaken, you quoted Dickens at dinner the other night.
You caught that? I can't tell you how nice it is to have somebody in the house that doesn't think Christmas Carol was written by Mr. Magoo.
I didn't say he wrote it. I said he made the role his own. Swayze in Roadhouse. He was Dalton.
I love that movie.
Pain don't hurt.
Well, watch Roadhouse, too. Do you even have a flaw?
Not in his pants. That thing looked like a baby arm holding one of Mike's crappy apples.
Thanks. Just gonna go see what's taking Victoria so long.
If he can't stop talking, shove a pineapple in his mouth.
Victoria! He's waiting.
Son of a bitch!
Looking at a slight delay.
Is everything all right?
Everything is fine. Victoria just needed a little fresh air.
Oh, God, she bolted again, didn't she?
So, jump to conclusions. All we know is that the window is open and she's missing.
Let's stay positive. She could have been abducted.
Was it something I did?
No, no, you were perfect. And she screwed us again. Sorry, excuse me. Sorry. Hey, have you seen a curvy brunette with a lot of hair, probably not a lot of clothes? Are you dancing or pointing? Are you dancing or? Oh, okay, God, thank you. Hey, Victoria. Oh. Victoria, are you... Oh, wow. Good for you. Okay. You're both doing great. It's close, but just... Well, no cigar, so... I'm sorry.
Sorry about your loss.
Can't believe she left me.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't take this the wrong way, but just looking at you, I could tell Victoria was too much woman for you. She's a Harley. Brother, you need a Vespa.
Listen, pal, just know you did nothing wrong. And you and her are just too different.
I know you're trying to make them feel better, but different does work sometimes. I mean, you should know better than anybody.
What are you talking about?
He means you and Molly.
What about us?
Come on. Your wife's well-read, well-educated, well-mannered, and you're just, oh, well.
This can't be a surprise to you.
Molly and I are very compatible.
Hey, if you're going to try and justify your relationship, just say opposites attract. Because that's your best argument.
If we're so different, then why'd she marry me?
Who knows? Maybe you followed her home. She thought you were cute. Same reason people adopt three-legged dogs.
$20 if you jam that little sword through Carl's tongue.
Hey, I'm fine with it as long as the bar's liable. James, what do you think?
Where the hell did he go?
Of course the rich guy leaves us with the bill.
That son of a bitch. None of us even wanted the calamari.
A little AWOL. Had a fella tying me down. You know how that is.
Victoria, I've been to every gay bar in town. Do you know how many drag queens look like you?
Or do I look like them? Do you want a shot?
No, I want to know what the hell you're doing.
I just need a quiet place to think.
Okay, I know why you're running. You know, you think you don't deserve to be happy, but you do.
No, that's not it at all.
Yes, it is. Okay, you don't see yourself how we see you. That you're sweet and special, and I just want you to have a guy that appreciates that. Not you.
I want that too.
Well, then why do you keep running from it?
Because you scared the hell out of me.
Oh, I've done nothing but support you.
Yeah, but you're getting all excited and putting crazy pressures on me. You know, you already had me and James married off. And playing old people card games, taking awful vacations with you and Mike.
I'm sorry that I'm looking forward to growing old with you.
Oh, that's very sweet. But you gotta keep that crap to yourself. It freaks me out.
Right. Can be a tad bit pushy. Right? I'm very pushy.
Thank you.
I was just looked after you my whole life. It's hard to
I'll have to turn that off.
I don't want you to turn it off. I just want you to tone it down.
That's fair. I didn't make all the good guys go away, did I?
No, some of it was me. But the pharmacist, he's on you. No!
Yikes. All right, it was the best of times. This should be a fun read. It was the worst of times. This Dickens guy's all over the place.
Hey,
did you find Victoria?
Yep. And six other dudes that look just like her. What are you still doing up?
Oh, nothing. Just reading. I read.
No, you don't.
I know. How do you put up with me? I don't like any of the stuff you like. I hate reading. I hate the opera. And if there was a hell, mine would be a botanical garden.
But we had a great day. I mean, you kept wanting to go see the azaleas.
Because they were near the exit. Well, we're so different. I mean, you're smart. You're well-read. You're beautiful. I'm Shrek with a buzz cut.
Money.
Why'd you marry me? Please, just tell me.
I married you because when I see a good thing, I don't run from it. And you make me feel safe and happy. Really happy, happier than I ever thought I could even be.
Thanks. I needed that today.
You're welcome.
Are you good, or you need me to say some sweet stuff, too?
No, you already did.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that? What did I say so I could say it next time? Is Lacat a word?
No.
How about salato?
No.
Are you sure? Because it kind of sounds like a vegetable.
Use it in a sentence.
Salato sounds like a vegetable.
Hey, what are you guys playing?
Scrabble. I'm trying to bond with Molly on a more intellectual level.
Can we please just play Connect Four?
You're just scared because I got good letters. How about salato? It's a vegetable, right?
I thought it was a cold cut.
Hey, you going out with James tonight?
Yeah, about that. I don't know how to say this, but we sort of broke up.
Oh, Victoria.
It wasn't me this time.
He broke up with you? Why would he do that?
Well, we were getting serious, and then he got scared.
Of a commitment?
No, of all of you. He said he wouldn't just be marrying me, he would be marrying my entire family.
Well, that son of a bitch. Well, guess what? There are plenty of other perfect fish in the sea, and you're going to get out there, and you're going to find one, and he's going to love you, and I'm going to stop talking.
Thank you.
Oh, what about Kat?
Good eye, my man. C-A-T, triple word score, 15 points. Now it's a game.